Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the lock of the week is brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, security hardware and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. If you are a facility manager, building operator at a prison, keep the freaks in. If you're a facility manager or operations guy at a commercial property, keep the freaks out. Let's do our locks. What do you got, Pete?
Well, it's a tough week. There's a lot of ways you can go. I'm going to give a quarterback and a non-quarterback. My quarterback lock, I feel like Justin Herbert's in a really good spot this week.
That's what I haven't heard all week. Yeah,
I just like the way he lines up against the Vikings. The game, I think, is tricky because I think the Vikings are in a tougher spot than people realize. I don't think Cousins matches up that well against the Chargers, but, you know, we'll see. But I really think Herbert's going to have a strong game. And then on the other side, I just really feel confident with Ertz gone that Goddard at 4,700 is going to pay off this week. I like Goddard a lot.
Yeah. And they're going against Denver, so there should be some room for
But for what it's worth, paying down at tight end can be a genius move this week. There's some great pay down tight ends out there. So, like, I'm not saying pay up to 47 for Goddard, because, I mean, there's some ones that are actually really off the beaten path. Like very few people even know the Jets exist. So who would know that Tyler Croft is out, right? I mean, like, who is Tyler Croft, right? But so that means Griffin is going to be 2,500 stone men. Yep. The Jets don't really have a lot going on. And White, the one thing you say about Mike White is he's got guts. He's going to throw it. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Griffin pays off at 2,500 units. And then another one I think that people are going to miss is, I think Gerald Everett is at 2,600, just one above the minimum. And, you know, Seattle against Green Bay, I think, is going to try to take the deep stuff off the table as much as possible. So I think Lockett and Everett are both in play this week.
Huh? It's interesting.
Particularly Everett at 26.
I'm glad you said Everett, because, like, I was thinking about, you know, Russell Wilson and like, who immediately benefits? Is it Lockett? Is it Metcalf? Who is it? But Everett's a guy that could be
Lockett
pretty sneaky.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, just get the deep stuff going.
I think he's sneaky in this matchup where Green Bay is very likely to try to take the deep stuff away. And I just think that opens Everett up for 5+ targets. I feel like he's a pretty good bet for that.
Yeah.
And at 2,600, 5+ rush targets has got to be worth 2,600.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he pays off. I mean, Everett, when, you know,
right. So
healthy, plays off.
Depending on your build this week, if paying down at tight end really helps you get a lineup you love, there are some guys. And by the way, I didn't even mention Cameron Brate at 27.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you've got Griffin at 25, Everett at 26, Brate at 27, great options. And then if you wanted to pay up, you know, like I said, I think Goddard is good. I think Hockenson at 55 is good. I think Pitts could really.
Yeah.
It would not shock me if Pitts had multiple touchdowns with them chasing Dallas this week. So a lot of good options at tight end.
A Pitts Matt Ryan stack might be a nice one,
yeah,
actually.
But what really makes this week crazy, Jim, though, is the availability of running backs that are in good spots. Like, I've got, just real quick, I mean, like, Cordell Patterson, Zeke Elliott, Mark Ingram, Jonathan Taylor, Brandon Bolden, Singletary, Najee Harris, J.D. McKissick at 5,200 in the game where they should be chasing against a pass funnel, Tampa Bay, Connor at 63 coming off the big game. I like Eno Benjamin for leverage at 44 if you want to go against Connor. I think Eckler is in play at 76 for the same reason I think Keenan Allen's in play, because I think Minnesota's going to try to take the deep ball off the field. And, you know, Aaron Jones is never not in play at 6,900 units. So there's just so many ways you can go at running back.
Yep.
And I really think this is going to be a week where the people who play running back right are going to just have big weeks.
I'm with you. And you took my lock. And there's a lot of texts on this guy are coming in, but you hit it. You know, they're going against Tampa Bay. and they're going to be from behind, and they're going to be throwing short. And so my guy is J.D. McKissic on the football team at 5,200. I like that play this week.
He's, you know, the guy who he's fighting for time with is battling an injury that is a volume injury, right? For anybody who's ever had serious shin splints, they are very, very volume related. The more you're on them, the more sore they get. Yep. So if they're in a game where it's easy to just say, hey, let's go McKissic over Gibson because of the game flow, they're going to do it.
Yep.
You know, they're going to take every opportunity to rest Gibson in a game that's not competitive for them. So the game flow could really swing to McKissic. You know, getting him getting 10 targets in this game wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, and before their bye, I mean, Gibson was questionable 3 weeks in a row. You know, so
right. No, this is a real thing. He's got a shin thing. It's real. And unless Tampa comes in and underperforms, just everything here says McKissic, right? Even in a game that's competitive, you don't really run on Tampa.
No.
So like even if the game was even up, I think McKissic is the favored back.
I want to segue just because of something you said. You know, when Tampa Bay
and we're just going process usage here. I'm not saying McKissick's going to like put a bunch of highlights together. I just think he's going to get a lot of touches.
Yeah,
and targets are money touches on DraftKings.
When you said it's hard to run on Tampa, it is. And if you just dial it back to when Tampa Bay came to Gillette Stadium and Brady's big return, you know, the Patriots had to spread it out. You know, and they were competitive in that game. They damn near won the game. And I think you're going to see that kind of same script, what you saw, except in better weather, with the Patriots offensively spreading it out because they're going to have to. Because Cleveland, not only are they a good team, not only are they a good defense, they can stuff the run. You know what I mean? So I think the Patriots are going to spread it out a little bit today.
You know, back to your lock. McKissic not only has a good game flow situation here, but if you're Tampa, think about how you could lose this game. I think the only way Tampa could lose this game is if they let McLaurin catch a bunch of longs. You know? So, if you're Tampa, you're just going to be like, we're just not giving McLaurin anything.
Yeah.
If he gets anything, it's going to be underneath mid-level stuff. He's going to have help anytime he tries to stretch the field. That's going to open the underneath up. It's going to be like one of those games where Phillip Rivers targets the back 15 times.
Yeah.
So it really has a feel where McKissick's going to be the outlet valve to just process the game and get it over with. So to me, he's got a 10-point floor at 5,200.
Couldn't agree more. And that's our locks of the week by Craftmaster Hardware.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.